Hey everyone, this message is a little different because this is really a challenge. And so I'm hoping that you will take on this challenge for the month of June and hear what I have to say about how to eradicate, negative emotions, or how to get the antidote to any negative emotions that you might be feeling. So listen all the way to the end. And if you feel like it is something that you may want to do or try to do or challenge yourself to do, let me know. I would love to know that you're going to do something. And I'm going to, if you decide to leave a message, then I will publish that on this challenge, this monthly challenge podcast. So I hope that you participate, and I hope that you decide to share what you're going to try to do for the month of June. Or what you will do for the month of June. All right, listen in. Did you know that there is one thing for certain that will be an antidote to sadness, depression, feeling low, having low self-esteem? And that is when you serve somebody else. If you do something for somebody who may not have the ability to do that thing for themselves, the feeling that you will receive when you're able to put even the smallest smile on someone's face can totally counteract that negative feeling or emotion that you might be experiencing. I tell people all the time that do something for somebody else if you want to reverse how you feel. This month, the month of June, is National Hunger Awareness Month. And I am challenging anyone that listens to this to feed somebody this month. I would challenge you to do it every day this month, but I know that sometimes we can start something and not finish it. But set the plan to actually do it for 30 days. It doesn't have to be anything major. I know we don't all have like disposable money or just money sitting around and stuff like that. But in reality, you could sacrifice something that you normally buy to feed somebody this month. And the McDonald's has a dollar menu. The dollar store has canned goods, especially the canned goods that have that pull-off top so you don't need a can opener. It also has disposable or non-perishable foods that you really don't have to worry about somebody having to cook something or refrigerate it. So don't make it a big deal. Make it a small, simple thing, because it really is a small, simple thing. If each one of us feeds one person for the day, or breakfast, lunch, dinner, or snack in between, just one time. In reality, we do have the power to eradicate hunger, but we're not going to do that because we're just not going to do that. But we do, especially in the United States, has the power to eradicate hunger, eradicate homelessness, and eradicate poverty, but we just don't do it. Because we would rather spend money on things that don't even matter. So this month, if you challenge yourself to sacrifice something that you would normally buy to fill the stomach of somebody, even for half a day, then trust me, whatever negative emotion that you might be experiencing, you won't be focused on it long enough. And that way you can actually forget about it. You can forget about that negative emotion that you're having because you're doing something for someone else. Even if I sound like I'm rambling, I know that you understand where I'm getting at. So I tend to ramble on sometimes because I didn't do this with a plan or an outline or anything like that. But I did want the message to be feed someone today. When you pull up, if you have a car, if you're driving and you stop at a stop sign and you notice that somebody is on the street hand them something that they can eat. A bottle of water to go along with it is even, I mean, a plus, S a plus. So that's what I'm hoping. That's what I came on here to do today, because I know that there's so many people out there that don't get to eat three square meals a day and snacks in between. You know, like some of us, we have the ability to eat all day long. So sacrifice a meal, sacrifice a couple dollars, sacrifice something in your cabinet, and feed someone that needs to be fed. And if you feed them with food and water, you know, then maybe you could feed them with an encouraging word. Hey, that goes a long way, I'm telling you. All right, until the next time, good mental health and good spiritual health. Y'all have a great month of June.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.